Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, your brother and your servant in Christ Jesus. Well, we have a wonderful program in store for you today, and today's program revolves around, you guessed it, Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin. Today on this broadcast, I'm going to be reissuing my challenge to Jensen Franklin to publicly debate. That's the first thing I want to do. I want to reissue my challenge to Jensen Franklin. When I wrote him the open letter, which was included in Volume 1, and I sent him Volume 1 in paperback format, 5 months ago, and I know he got it, certified mail return receipt. The book was addressed to him. It went to the church that's in Gainesville, Georgia. They signed for it. I have all the documents. So when I sent them the open letter, I told them that I'm giving him an open-ended invitation, which means the invitation never ends. It's an open-ended invitation for us to debate the merits of his book, The Spirit of Python, which was, by the way, a New York Times bestseller. To think that such rubbish, such lies, such stupidity, this is retardation in book form. To think that such a book, such a worthless piece of garbage, can make it on the New York Times bestsellers list is just mind-boggling. But it did. It made it on the New York Times bestsellers list. So I issued him an invitation to debate the merits of his book, to debate the merits of his Spirit of Python teaching. To date, 5 months later, Jensen Franklin has not responded to my challenge. But the challenge continues. The challenge, like I said, is open-ended. I hope to go down to Gainesville, Georgia soon. I hope to be in Jensen Franklin's backyard in maybe a month or so. I hope to be there for at least 3 days. I'm going to be in the town handing out postcards and letting people know about this trilogy, which I am making available in ebook format to everyone free of charge. Because Mr. Jensen Franklin must answer for his lies. And the book, his book, Spirit of Python Dunce, is just, listen, 200 plus pages of just stupidity. Just stupidity. So I want to go into that. I want to reissue my challenge to Jensen Franklin. The second thing is I want to make an appeal to his seven campus churches. He's got seven campus churches. I want to make an appeal to the membership of those seven campus churches, and I want to make an appeal to them to read my trilogy. So we're going to get into that. And then finally, I just want to tell you how you can get this ebook, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves that he is a biblical moron. I want to tell you how you can get that book and my another new release, Jackass Church Bishops. So let us begin by reissuing my challenge to Jensen Franklin to publicly debate. Now, listen, somebody's got to tell Jensen Franklin to get his head out of the sand, because he's like an ostrich. He's got his behind up in the air. His behind has been up in the air for 5 months now, and his head has been in the proverbial sand. And I guess Jensen Franklin thought that I was going to go away. I'm not going away. I'm just very methodical. I told Jensen Franklin. I told him in my second open letter in Volume 2 that I will wait him out. Listen, he'll have his head stuck in the sand. He's had his head stuck in the sand for 5 months. With his behind up in the air. Have you ever seen an ostrich? Have you ever seen a picture of an ostrich with their head stuck in the sand? Well, their head is pretty low, but their behind is very high. And no matter how many times you kick the behind, the ostrich does not stick its head out of the sand. Now, listen, when the ostrich is getting kicked in the behind, it knows that something is attacking it outside, but it refuses. It refuses to get its head out of the sand. The problem is that I'm just going to sit there and wait him out. And when he sticks his head out of the sand, I'll be right there. I'll say, hello. Hello, Franklin. Hello, Jensen. How you doing? You ready to debate? So this is where we're at. So let me read to you. It's a short open letter. It was short. I didn't need to be long-winded. I didn't need to write 10 pages. It's just a little short open letter. Let me read it to you. And this, you'll read this open letter when you get the ebook. When you email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. When you email me there and say, I'd like to receive a copy of Spirit of Python Dunce, you'll get it. No gimmicks. This is a no gimmicks offer. No gimmicks. And when you begin to read the book, you'll stumble upon this open letter that I write to Jensen Franklin. So let me read it to you. It reads, Mr. Franklin, my purpose for writing this open letter is to extend you a cordial invitation to debate the merits of your book, The Spirit of Python. Since I have written a trilogy excoriating your entire Spirit of Python teaching, I thought it would be decent of me to give you an opportunity to prove me wrong and set me straight in front of all Christendom. I go on to say, debating a little tyke like me should pose no problem for a giant in the faith like you, a man so anointed, so gifted, so highly favored that the Lord waited 2,000 years for you to be born to give his church powerful insights on how to overcome and defeat the spirit of Python. I go on to say, I am willing to debate you 18 times. This would allow us to be thorough and cover every section of your book, the introduction, all 16 chapters, and the conclusion. I will even sweeten the pot by giving you home field advantage. All debates can be held at the Free Chapel Church of your choosing. Think of the record attendance, the huge offerings, the record-breaking CD and DVD sales, not to mention how putting me to shame would reignite interest in your book, resulting in booming sales once again. This would no doubt make your publisher, Charisma House Book Group, extremely happy. Well, the proverbial ball is in your court. It's showtime, Mr. Franklin, and church folk want to see you prove me wrong. The question is, will you man up and show up, or will you clam up and go into witness protection? Your representatives can contact me at mhjbbooks@gmail.com. I await your response. Now, he got that 5 months ago. The man got that 5 months ago. And Mr. Chicken Little has refused to respond. So, again, on this 8th day of May, 2019, exactly 5 months after, this is exactly five months after I issued this challenge to him, 5 months later, I am reissuing it. And again, he may choose to stick his head in the sand once again and just keep it there while I keep challenging him. But I'm going to wait him out. He's going to be shocked when he finds out that I'm going to be down in Gainesville, Georgia. I'm going to be down there soon. Soon and very soon. I'll be down there soon and very soon. I'm going to be down in Gainesville, Georgia, talking to the good folk of that town, of that city. Be talking, shaking hands, handing out postcards, talking to the locals, asking them if they've seen Jensen Franklin. I want to go down to Gainesville, Georgia, because I want to see if Jensen Franklin's face is on the milk carton. I want to see if Jensen Franklin, they put out an Amber Alert for Mr. Franklin. He's a no-show. Now, I can tell you he showed up on the National Day of Prayer. He was sitting next to our First Lady, Melania Trump. He had time to go to the White House and smile, give us a Colgate smile there while he was sitting next to Melania Trump along with his wife. Jensen Franklin showed up to the White House, to the Rose Garden he did. After that, Jensen Franklin showed up at Paula White's conference on Friday night. He was the featured speaker. So, listen, Jensen Franklin is very selective. He is very selective as to where he's going to show up. But then when I show up and when I challenge him, there goes his head again in the sand, and there goes his buttocks up in the air. There go. I mean, he goes into ostrich mode. But listen, the old saying is, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. And his people are going to know very soon, his people down there in Gainesville are going to know very soon, that I have done like Gary Cooper in the movie High Noon. I have stepped on Main Street with theology ablazing, with Bible ablazing, and I'm waiting for Jensen Franklin to man up and show up and debate 18 times. He's got, with the introduction and the conclusion, and you add to that the 16 chapters, he's got 18 chapters of lies, of nonsense, of stupidity that he claims Jesus Christ gave him. And we know that that's impossible because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does not traffic in error. It's the devil who's the father of lies, not Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jensen Franklin has a lot of explaining to do right now. Right now he's playing peekaboo with me. I don't like games. I don't like to play hide and seek. I don't, no. I like to play High Noon. I like to play let's go mano a mano. Let's duke it out. Let's rock 'em, sock 'em robots. That's the kind of game I like to play. I don't like to play Simple Simon. I don't like to play tag. I don't like to play the kind of games that Jensen Franklin likes to play. Hide and seek. No, I don't like to play those games. He does, not me. He does, not me. So there's my challenge. I'm reissuing the challenge again. And you have to ask yourself, why is this man hiding? If you have the truth, if your claim is true that Jesus gave you these revelations, and these revelations are squarely based on the Bible, why in the world are you hiding? Why in the world are you? I'm calling you out. I am calling you a false teacher. Somebody calls me a false teacher, you know what? I'm going to show that their claim of me being false is false. So where is Jensen Franklin? Why won't he defend his honor? Why won't he defend his honor? Why won't he say, I'm going to take this misguided soul to school? I'm going to take him to school. I'm going to educate this man who claims that I'm teaching error. I'm going to show him the light of day. But no, Mr. Jensen Franklin is just quiet. He's like, yeah, don't make any noise. I don't want him to know where I'm at. And every now and then he pops up. He'll pop up at the White House for the National Day of Prayer. He'll pop up at Paula White's. But then after that, he's running scared. Other times he's, you know, he's living like as though he was the invisible man. One day an ostrich, the next day an invisible man. The next day he's acting like some mafioso that made a deal with the government and is in witness protection. I mean, doesn't the Bible say that the righteous are as bold as the lion, but the wicked flee when no man pursues them? The righteous are supposed to be as bold as the lion. The righteous take on any challenge. So I ask once again, why is Jensen Franklin running scared? Why is it that Jensen Franklin is constantly changing his diaper? Why is Jensen Franklin constantly soiling himself at the mention of my name? What's got Jensen Franklin shaking in his boots? What's got Jensen Franklin with a yellow streak permanently impressed upon his back? He's got a permanent yellow streak running down his back. I'll tell you what Jensen Franklin's problem is. He never imagined, he never thought that someone like me, studious, someone like me, academically thorough, someone like me, someone who is extremely proficient with the Bible, he never imagined, he never thought that someone like me was not going to write one book but three. That's what's got Jensen Franklin soiling his pants. He's running scared, but I'm running after him. He can run, I can run too. God gave him two legs, God gave me two legs. God gave me two legs, and I got more stamina than he does. So let's see where this ends up, but I tell you, my two legs are taking me to Gainesville, Georgia soon. And I got an interesting phone call today. One of my dear friends and colleagues has offered to send me some gas money, and I was just so excited. I was just happy because I was praying, Lord, give me the funds to get down to Gainesville, Georgia. First of all, he gave me the funds to have the postcards made. That's the first thing God did. Postcards are already done, 5,000 postcards ready to go down to Gainesville, Georgia, and to be given out on the streets of Gainesville. Then I got a phone call today. Hey, what can I do? Can I get you a plane ticket? I'll fly you down. I said, no, I prefer to drive down because I'm going to take some people with me that will help me give out these postcards. There's 5,000 postcards. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't give out 5,000 postcards in 3 days by myself. I couldn't do that. So I want to take at least three other gentlemen with me. I want us to be at least a team of four so we can cover Gainesville pretty good. So the person said, well, I'll start sending you some gas money, some travel. I said, thank you so much. So I'm going down. The Lord is providing for this trip. The Lord is going to make it happen. And if you would like to give something towards that, then let me just encourage you to go to our website. Go to www.dailymannany.com. www.dailymannany.com. If you would like to contribute, give something towards this trip in which we're going down there and we're just going to talk nice to the people and encourage the people to just listen. It's a free trilogy. They didn't get Jensen Franklin's book for free, I can tell you that much. Listen, Jensen Franklin was peddling lies, and they had to pay for it. They had to pay for 232 pages of lies. Well, they don't have to pay for my trilogy. All they have to do is just email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. They'll get the trilogy. They'll get the three books, starting with Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. That's volume one. And what a volume it is. What a volume it is. Volume 2 is Spirit of Python Ignoramus. Volume 3 is Spirit of Python Retard. And all I show with all three books, and it's very simple. I show that he goes from bad to worse. Bad meaning he starts out as a dunce, but progressively he goes worse because from dunce he becomes an ignoramus. And from ignoramus he becomes a retard. And all three volumes just shows you how a man who's in the pulpit, who is over seven campus churches, can go from bad to worse when it comes to breaking down the Bible. Just shows you. So I have already reissued my challenge to Mr. Franklin. It's an open-ended invitation to debate. No doubt he's going to continue to play the invisible man. He's going to continue to play you know, the ostrich. He's going to continue to play, you know, running chicken with yellow streak running down his back and tail tucked between his legs. Yeah, that's Jensen Franklin. This is the leader. This is the senior pastor of the Free Chapel Churches. The senior pastor is a coward. The senior pastor of the Free Chapel Churches, of all seven free, he is a coward. Coward. And I hope, listen, I hope that the news media down there in Gainesville, when we get down there, I hope the news media, you know, finds out that we're there. I might even send them a few emails letting them know, send them the postcards in the mail, and just letting them know that we're down there and we're giving out these, and that we're challenging Mr. Franklin. And why is it that the cat's got his tongue? Why is it that Mr. Franklin has said absolutely nothing on the matter? Why is it that Mr. Franklin has not responded? And don't tell me you're busy. You're not busy. You're not busy. I know you're not busy, because going to Paula White's conference is a waste of time. Going there was a waste of time. Having a photo op at the Rose Garden sitting next to the First Lady was a waste of time. That's a waste of time. Defending doctrine is what you're called to do, sir. Defending your teaching is what you're called to do. So, again, my challenge stands. It's a standing challenge. Now, let me tell you that in reading this book, now I'm going to address the seven churches. And I want to read a scripture, because this is Jesus speaking in chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 11. This is Jesus. And Jesus says to John, he says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia, and finally unto Laodicea." So Jesus says to John, what you see, write it in a book, take this vision, write it in a book, and send it to seven churches. Well, the Lord did the similar thing to me. I was looking at Jensen Franklin's book, and I saw a whole lot of error. I saw a whole lot of stupidity in 232 pages. I saw a whole lot of doctrines of demons mixed with doctrines of dimwits. And what I saw there was blatant error, trying to pass as biblical truth. So I saw it and I wrote it down in a book, and now I'm sending it not to the seven churches of old. I'm not sending this trilogy to the seven churches of Asia. Ephesus is not getting this trilogy. Smyrna and Pergamos is not getting this trilogy. Thyatira and Sardis, Philadelphia and Laodicea is not getting this Spirit of Python trilogy. The seven churches who are going to get this trilogy, the seven, are Jensen Franklin's seven churches. The seven churches. And let me tell you where these seven churches are located. Of course, they're not located in Asia, but they are located in the United States. The seven churches are located in the United States. That's the difference between whom John was addressing in his day and whom I am addressing in my day. The seven churches that I am addressing, that are under the care of Jensen Franklin as senior pastor, these are the seven churches: the church in Beaufort, the church in Cumming, the church in Gainesville, the church in Gwinnett, the church in Midtown, the church in Orange County, and the church in Spartanburg. Let me just go over those again. Beaufort is 1, Cummings 2, Gainesville 3, Gwinnett 4, Midtown 5, Orange County 6, and Spartanburg, number 7. Those are the 7 churches. And I'm making an appeal to you, saints. Listen, this is my appeal. Your pastor, didn't give you his book, The Spirit of Python, for free. No, even though you're tithe-paying members, you are tithe-paying members, faithful tithe-paying. He didn't give you the book for free. He had you buy his book. You have to buy his book. And his book, like I said before, and I think I've said it enough, but it does bear repeating, his book is 232 pages of doctrines of demons, 232 pages of utter stupidity, 232 pages of retarded talk. It's a combination. It's a combination of what demons were telling him to say and his own stupid mind, his own stupid thinking. You merge those two together, that's his book, the New York Times bestseller, The Spirit of Python, Exposing Satan's Plan to Squeeze the Life Out of You. That's Jensen Franklin's book. But really, it was Jensen Franklin, it was exposing Jensen Franklin's plan to squeeze a book sale out of you. You see, the title of his book, The Spirit of Python, Exposing Satan's Plan to Squeeze the Life Out of You, and my trilogy, The Spirit of Python, is exposing Jensen Franklin's plan to squeeze $20 out of you. Now, you are faithful tithe-paying members. Those of you who go to the Beaufort Church, and those of you who go to the Cummings Church and the Gainesville Church and the church in Gwinnett and Midtown and Orange County and Spartanburg, all you people are faithful tithe-giving members. But despite the fact that you were faithful in your giving, he made you pay for this dopey, asinine book. And he fed you a ton of lies. Well. Here's a newsflash. Here's an announcement that is newsworthy. You can get my trilogy for free. You have never given me a tithe. You have never given me an offering. You have never sowed a seed in my ministry. You've never given me any. And yet I am willing to send you my trilogy, which is over, when you combine the 3 books, it's close to 500 pages. Very close, all 3 books, when you combine them, 500 pages of pure biblical doctrine. In fact, when you read my book, you're going to feel like you're on the school bus going to school. Let me just play this for you. This is what it's going to feel like. When you take the first book and you receive it and you're looking at it on your iPad when you're reading it, and you're not going to be able to put the book down. And you're going to feel like you're on a school trip, you're having a great time because you're going to get some education. You're going to be taught something. I'm going to expose your pastor. I'm going to show you how he's a liar. I'm going to show how what he is saying cannot be true. How he twisted the Bible, how he perverted the scriptures, how he lied on Jesus. You're going to be so happy. You're going to be so thankful. You're going to be so grateful that you are reading the first volume, Spirit of Python, Dunce. When you read that book, you're going to feel like you were in kindergarten, going on a school trip to the museum to see the dinosaurs and the woolly mammoth and the comets and, you know, the planetarium. And it's going to be like back in the day when you were on a school trip.
On the bus go swish, 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 swish.
me tell you, when you get on my bus, you're going to get an education. You're going to go. I'm going to take you to school. I'm going to do what your pastor didn't do. Your pastor took you to a place of ignorance. Your pastor took you to a place of great deception. Your pastor fed you spoonful of lies. When you get on my school bus, because listen, you know he preached this at your church. You know that he spent over a year preaching these sermons on the spirit of Python at your church. Oh, did he push it? Oh, did he tell you how Satan wanted to squeeze the life out of you, how Satan wanted to squeeze the anointing out of you, which is an impossibility, and I show in my book why it's an impossibility. Jensen Franklin is a dunce because he failed to study. He failed to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, one who rightly divides the word of truth. And when you read the book, The Spirit of Python Does, I'm going to show you why he's a dope. He's a dope because he didn't go to the library. I take you on 3 library trips. I show you the different books that we're pulling off the shelf. I'm talking about a Bible college library. I pull the books off the shelf, and I just show you how your pastor failed to go to school. By the way, do you know that your pastor is a Bible college dropout? Your pastor, according to his website, he's a Bible college dropout. He should have stayed in school. Because the man is a walking, talking, biblical ignoramus. And I, listen, you get to, with me, you get to go on 3 school trips. The first school trip is Spirit of Python Dunce. The second school trip, Spirit of Python Ignoramus. The third school trip, Spirit of Python Retard. You get on the bus and you learn so much. Because I take you to a real school. I take you to the real source of truth, the Bible. Your pastor takes you to the real source of error, the devil. So, to the 7 churches under Jensen Franklin's supposed pastoral leadership, to the Church of Cumming, to the Church of Beaufort, to the Church of Gainesville, Gwinnett, Midtown, Orange County, and Spartanburg. To you I say, what do you have to lose? To the members, what do you have to lose? You already paid, what, $20 plus to get your pastor's book? You're getting my book for free. You're getting the trilogy for free. What do you have to lose? Don't you want to know if your pastor is a false teacher? Don't you want to know if you're being led astray by a Pied Piper? Don't you want to know if your pastor twisted the scriptures? Don't you want to know truth? Oh, but I love my pastor. Well, do you love your pastor more than Jesus? You can't love your pastor more than Jesus. You owe your allegiance to Jesus. He's the one who died on the cross for you. He's the one who shed his blood for you, not your pastor. Your pastor is a false teacher. And this isn't the only false teaching he's been teaching. He's got a treasury of false teachings. This just happens to be the one that God has had me focus on. But to the 7 churches under Jensen Franklin, I offer you my trilogy free of charge to every member. All you have to do, listen, saints, all you have to do is email me at what? Free church books, plural. Free church books, plural, at gmail.com. This is why your pastor doesn't want to debate me. This is why your pastor is playing ostrich. He's hoping that I am going to go away. But I'm not going to go away
Listen, I've invested well over a year writing this trilogy. Do you think I'm just going to go walk away? Do you think I'm just going to say, well, you know, that's it. I'm defeated. No. I'm going down to Gainesville in a couple. In just a couple, I'll be down in Gainesville. I'll be there. You'll bump into me in the street. I'll be giving out the postcards on the free trilogy. What do you have to lose? What is your pastor hiding? Why won't he debate? I'll tell you why he won't debate. Because he's been caught lying. Lying big time. Many lies. 232 pages of lies. But I want to give you an education. I want to deprogram you from all the lies he stuck in your head. He stuffed a bunch of lies in the collective heads of each church. And I want to take you folk to school, and I want to show you via this trilogy that your pastor gave himself over to demons and taught doctrines of demons. Now, here he is. Here's your pastor. He had time to do this infomercial. He had time to do this 3.5-minute infomercial. Here he is with his partner in crime, Charisma House Book Group, his publisher. Here he is. This will sound familiar to you when you hear it. You'll know it's him.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that that, you know, God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is in our life. And the premise of the book is how that in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are confronted with a woman who was possessed with a spirit that the Bible identifies the name of the spirit. It's the only time in the book of Acts that the name of an evil spirit is given. And it is the spirit of Python. And what was interesting to me is how that Python does not kill its victims with its bite or with its venom, but by squeezing the air or the breath out of them. Breath in the scripture represents the Holy Spirit, represents the presence of God. And so I see a parallel of how the enemy, our enemy, the devil, wants to wrap and coil himself around our lives individually and even corporately as churches and ministries and squeeze the anointing, the breath, the life of the Holy Spirit.
Now, this is so stupid. First of all, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is Almighty God. So if we're indwelt with the Holy Spirit and Satan comes to, like a python, to squeeze us, and his whole purpose for squeezing us is to squeeze the Holy Spirit out of us, then the Holy Spirit is not Almighty. The Holy Spirit is weak. Have you ever thought of that? What, the Holy Spirit just going to sit there and let Satan, the python, just squeeze until the Holy Spirit is kicked out? That makes absolutely no sense. That is stupid. He is making Satan more powerful than God. This is just complete retarded talk. And I explain all of this in the trilogy. I document, I show you Bible verses as to how the Holy Spirit is Almighty God. Almighty means all-powerful. No one is more powerful than the triune God. As the anointing who resides in us, the Holy Spirit cannot be squeezed out of us by Satan, because Satan is a created being. The Holy Spirit is the creator. The Creator is greater than any creature, mightier than any creature, more knowledgeable than any creature, wiser than any creature. The creature is finite. The Creator is infinite. God, the Holy Spirit, has infinite power. Satan has limited, delegated power. The power that Satan has been delegated to him by God. He has limited power. He had to ask permission to touch Job. And then when given permission, was told to what extent he could touch Job. According to Jensen Franklin, Satan roams like a python, and he has unlimited power, squeezing you, squeezing me, squeezing our churches. This is stupid. But he does it because he's fear-mongering. See, he's not going to sell a lot of books if he doesn't scare you into buying the book. He needs to scare you. He needs to tell you, oh, there's a boogeyman out there. His name is Satan, and he operates like a python. It's called fear-mongering, scaremongering. That's how they sell books. In other words, Jensen Franklin is a boy, is the boy who cried wolf. Or in this case, he cried python. The boy who cried wolf in the story, or the man who cried python in the case of Jensen Franklin, are both liars. Let me play that little fairy tale for you. The boy who cried wolf. And you'll find out that the boy who cried wolf was fear-mongering. The boy who cried wolf was dubbed a liar. Here it is. Here's the boy who cried wolf.
Mom had asked you to have only after dinner?
No, dear, I wasn't. I just came in the kitchen to drink water.
Tofu, do you know something? A lie is not fruitful.
How, dear?
Come, I have a moral to teach you today. The boy who cried wolf. Once upon a time, there lived a shepherd boy who took care of the sheep in the village.
Oh, you see the comparison? There was once a shepherd boy who took care of the sheep in the village. There was once a man in America who had 7 campus churches. You see the parallel there? Okay, let's continue to follow.
He was very dedicated to his work. Every day, he used to take the herd of sheep to the top of the hill and bring them down by evening. But one day, he felt really bored.
I am feeling so bored. All the villagers work together, but here I am, all alone, taking care of the sheep, and no one else to talk to. What should I do?
Suddenly, he had an idea, a wicked one. He went over the edge of the hill and started shouting,
"Help! Help! There is a wolf! He's going to eat all our sheep. Help!"
In Jensen Franklin's case, he was yelling, "Help! There is a python! There is a python!"
Hearing the boy cry out for help, all the villagers came to the top of the hill to save the sheep. But reaching there, all they could see were calm sheep grazing the grassland.
"You silly boy, where is the wolf? Why did you cry out for help?"
The villagers were very angry and left the place cursing the shepherd boy.
This was so much fun.
Next day, the shepherd boy was back again to the routine of taking the sheep for grazing. And yet again, he found himself completely bored.
Let's try that prank again.
The boy again went to the hilltop and started shouting.
Help! Help! There is a wolf! He's gonna eat all our sheep! Help!
Once again, the villagers, after hearing the boy cry out for help, ran to save the sheep. But once again came back after being fooled by the boy.
This is not right. You would have to pay for this one day.
With no regrets on his face, the shepherd boy went back to his sheep.
With no regrets, laughing all the way to the bank, cashing those big checks that Charisma House book distributor was giving to him for his New York Times bestseller. Having no regrets. Living it up laughing, ha, 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 ha. Pulling his pranks on church folk at their expense. All because he's bored. All because he wants attention. All because he wants to be the limelight, the center of attention.
One day, when he was lying under the tree while his sheep were grazing, he saw some sheep running here and there. After looking closely, he saw a wolf approaching the herd. The boy suddenly ran to the edge of the hill and started screaming for help.
Help! Help! There is a wolf for real this time! He's gonna eat all our sheep! Help! Please help!
This time, the villagers didn't pay any heed to the boy screaming.
Let's leave him. This time, too, he might be playing a prank on us.
The boy kept on crying for help, but no one turned up this time. All he could do was stand there and watch his sheep getting killed by the wolf.
Oh, I should have not played that prank with the villagers. Nobody believed me when the wolf actually turned up. What should I do now? I have lost all my sheep.
The shepherd boy was never trusted ever by anyone.
And that's the moral of the story. See, I'm not the wolf. I just happen to be the teacher. And I'm going to visit Jensen Franklin's sheep, but it's not to destroy his sheep. It's not to destroy the flock, but to educate and protect the flock from the silly shepherd boy who's making stuff up. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I just can't wait. So, my dear brothers and sisters, precious ones, those of you who are members of the seven campus churches there in Buford and in Cumming and in Gainesville and in Gwinnett and Midtown and Orange County and Spartanburg, please email me. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com and you will get volume one. And once you read volume one, which you're going to read in a day, you're not even going to be able to put it down. Make sure you're not at work when you start reading. Make sure you're not at work. Make sure that you have several hours free when you start reading. You're not going to be able to put the book down. When you finish volume one, I'll send you volume two. When you finish volume two, I'll send you volume three. Then you're going to have to make a decision. Then you're going to have to, like the villagers did, you're going to have to confront your pastor and say, "Oh, you silly shepherd boy. Why did you lie to us, you silly shepherd boy? We want a refund. We want, here's my book, Spirit of Python. Here's your New York Times bestseller. Pastor, here's my book. I want my $20 back. This was rubbish. You told us that Jesus gave this revelation to you, and it has been proven that that is an impossibility. Now, you want to prove the author wrong? Debate him, Pastor. Debate him the 18 times. Put Jensen Franklin on the hot stove. My brothers and sisters, you have to either love truth, you have to either love Jesus. You can't love Jensen Franklin, a liar, who lied on Jesus and loved Jesus too. At some point in time, you're going to have to say, Pastor, we love you, but we love Jesus more. We love you, Pastor, and we're going to pray for your lying tongue. We're going to pray that you turn from your wicked ways. We're going to pray, Pastor, that you turn from twisting the scriptures. But you are committed to being a follower of Christ, and that you should be. And this nonsense that you're going to hear here,
you're doing is it's good. It's good work. It's, you know, it's ministry stuff, but it doesn't have any life in it. It's just ritual. It becomes religion without the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Even a ministry without the presence of God and that breath is just ineffective ministry. And so we go through the book and we share how that there is an unseen battle taking place in the unseen world, how that the scripture lays it out, that the first introduction of Satan that we're given in the book of Genesis when he shows up for the first time is in the form of a serpent, and how that the enemy is.
Now, yeah, Satan showed up as a serpent, but the Bible says he never squeezed Eve to death. He never squeezed Adam to death. He wasn't a python. The Bible, that you cannot find the word python in the original Hebrew or in the original Greek. You cannot find it. You cannot find that species of serpent in the Bible. It was not, listen, the species of serpent scientifically known by its name, Python, that serpent is not, does not exist, never lived in the Holy Land. Therefore, the biblical writers never knew about the snake, never wrote about the snake. So Mr. Jensen Franklin, when he says, oh, Satan was in the Garden of Eden, yeah, but what did the old serpent do? He deceived. There's a difference between deceiving and squeezing. I break that down. See, we need to ask the right questions. Satan deceived. He used the serpent to deceive. He didn't use the serpent to squeeze. So, my brothers and sisters, that does it for today. I've laid down the gauntlet. I've done everything I said I would do in this broadcast. And now, listen, just get your free ebook. Just email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. You can get this book, Spirit of Python Dunce, and you can also get my other ebook, Church or Jackass Church Bishops, either one. You can have them. All you have to do is ask for them. Love you much in Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you, saints. And if you want to donate, if you want to help me out, if you want to donate some gas money for our trip to Gainesville, just go to our website, www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com. God bless you.